Joining us now for our look at the energy markets is Harry Cooney of Growmark in Bloomington, Illinois. Good afternoon, Harry.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, the forecasts for tomorrow are out regarding crude oil stockpiles.
Yeah, looking for some increases, small increases in the crude oil. We'll have to see what the products do. The products here in the last several weeks have been increasing. Gasoline stocks were actually fairly tight at the end of summer and early fall, but they have vaulted to some pretty respectable levels here now. Diesel stocks were very low as we came out of harvest, and they have started to come up some, but they're still below normal. So we're watching these stocks real close as we get ready for spring field work for the agricultural community, and so we'll see Midwest stocks alone in diesel have rebounded quite well also. So it seems like the stocks are coming up at a time when demand is seasonally weak, and we've definitely seen weak demand numbers in gasoline and in diesel fuel here in the last couple weeks' reports.
So for end users, those who need to put some diesel in the tank on the farm, for example, if we were to see a dip of some kind, and you can quantify the dip if you want, you would recommend buying before spring?
Yeah, I would definitely recommend that to fill inventories. The market is set up here now to where your inventory, bringing it off the spot market, is a good deal, and that's even a better deal than contracting right now, as it is different times. So having the inventories on the upper end ahead of the busy season would definitely be warranted. In fact, that's probably the first thing they should do, is make sure if the inventory isn't already full, to get it on the upper end. Seasonal price studies suggest more of a price rally from now out into springtime. In fact, there's a gasoline seasonal that some of our folks that we subscribe to have told us that 15 out of the past 15 years, every year, 15 out of 15, gasoline prices have rallied from mid-January out into late March. So that's quite a record.
So how long would you recommend people wait to see about that dip, about middle of February, and then go from there?
Usually we say that you want to have something done by Valentine's Day, and if it hasn't been done by Valentine's Day, you either get it done or just ride it out on the spot market out into spring. So there's kind of a window of opportunity in here to take advantage of some prices. Like I say, the getting the inventory full is the first thing, and then if you can take advantage of some contracting opportunities, talk to your local FS member cooperatives and see what programs they're offering for spring, and at times going even out into fall at this time of the year has paid off handsomely.
Now, the window that you suggest, Valentine's Day, is right about the time when we're going to have the showdown on the debt ceiling concerns, how that might impact.
Well, we went through the fiscal cliff. A year ago, we went through the debt ceiling talks. And so year in and year out, it seems like, Dave, there's things that come along, and I call them bugs on the windshield that hit you, that try to blur your vision. But if you tend to stay with more of the seasonal tendencies, it's better in the longer run. So we tend to be buyers of product in December, January, and into early February, and then tend to hold that product out into spring and then be pulling it. And that pattern tends to work more often than not.
Thank you, Harry.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Harry Cooney of Growmark in Bloomington, Illinois.